People would just assume I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Barco's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with. Not reading anything, and I'm still hearing Christian Petracca stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all. That's big news still to come too. Make sure you stick around for that. Sam Ockerfell getting not too far away. Lucky Neil around the corner. But Dylan Sheil is our guest from the Inner Sanctum of the Bombers every second week here on the Breakfast Club. We think it's fantastic. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
I can hear birds chirping in the background. That's a nice sound to wake up to, Dylan.
Yes, can you hear me clearly though?
Yeah, we got you. You're all good.
Yeah. I'm just outside having the morning coffee, just at the Novotel. We're staying at it in Twin Waters, Maroochydore. So, some kangaroos jumping around as we speak, and yeah, it's a nice day here.
So, who are you hanging out with in Hub Life? Who are you with?
We're sharing our resort with Collingwood, Melbourne, and the Melbourne Storm.
And the Storm, yes, that's right. That's right. Do you cross over much with the Storm guy? Do you stop and have a coffee, or are you not allowed to do that, or how's it work?
Technically, we're not really meant to be hanging out with people from other teams, but, you know, we do cross paths a bit and, you know, say hello and interact. We are only human, but, yeah, everyone here seems like, you know, great people, and, you know, we're all in the same environment trying to achieve the same thing, so it's a nice place to be, and everyone's really respectful of what we're trying to do.
Are there any guys at the Storm you look at and you think, by goodness, you're massive?
Yeah, like all of them. All the guys are... Probably the only guy that we don't look at and think's massive is Cam Smith. But we look at him for a different reason, because he's just a goat.
Because he's Cam Smith, that's right. That's right.
Reflecting, but you're going through this really tough phase where you've got, what was it, Thursday, Tuesday, Sunday, so there's a lot of footy in a short period of time. But the game against the Eagles, there were some encouraging signs there.
Yeah, we didn't get the result we wanted, obviously, against the Eagles, but we played a pretty good brand of footy for most of the game. We just lacked a bit of execution, and you know, they're a premier team of the competition. So when you come up against teams of that calibre, they're going to, you know, make the most of their opportunities. You know, they probably weren't at their best, but they were still able to get the job done.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things at the moment with the Bombers that you're frustrating your fans because, and I think it's because you're showing glimpses of excellent football, but it's just not sustained football. What's the talk internally about the overall picture over the last, you know, say three or four games?
It's going to take a while to get where we want to get to. I mean, you know, it's not going to take, you know, one season to try and win a premiership. It's going to take years to keep building, keep improving, to finally be in a position to play some high standard footy. But in the last few weeks, we're taking steps forward. We're just not getting the results that we desire. And we understand that football is a win-loss, sometimes a draw industry, and the fans are going to be frustrated.
Sometimes a draw. I've never heard anyone talk about football as a win-loss, sometimes a draw industry.
Well, it is true.
It is true. Well, you've experienced that this year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an interesting way to look at it. It doesn't get any easier to win, loss, slash sometimes draw when one of your key playmakers is out. Andrew McGrath, injury keeps him out for a little while now. That's a blow because he's had some sort of season, and I know you've spoken about him a lot with us in the last couple of years and his development, the way he goes about it, his business and the way you admire him for that. What about his season so far for the Bombers? It's been fairly explosive, hasn't it? He's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's taken another step forward in his development, and, you know, it's sort of a reflection of the work that Andy puts in behind the scenes that a lot of people won't see. He's a true professional the way he goes about his footy, and not just his footy, his life actually. So, you know, the season that he's had is, you know, would be explosive to a lot of people, but, you know, a lot of people at the footy club would have predicted that he was going to be capable of playing this type of footy. So it's great that he's, you know, got to that level, and really unfortunate what happened with him a couple of nights ago with his ankle. So we're certainly going to miss him. He's been so important to us.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm interested as a midfielder, Dylan, the difference now compared to three or four games ago, where all of a sudden you've got Jake Stringer and particularly Joe Danaher in that forward line. Does that make it easier for you guys to go forward with confidence and go forward with speed, knowing that that's ahead of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got obviously some experience in the forward line now, which certainly helps. And, you know, when you look up and you see guys like that you mentioned ahead of the footy, you are more inclined to take the chance or hand over the responsibility to those guys, when at times we might have had to hold the ball up and wait to get numbers ahead of the footy. So, you know, the more we can get these guys in the park for longer, the better we're going to play footy, because, you know, we haven't played, as a core group of players, we haven't played that much footy together.
Yeah, and the boost of having Joe back. Yeah, I mean, the boost of having Joe back, it's the obvious question, but how's he feeling about back playing, and how are his teammates feeling about having him back playing and seeming to be really enjoying footy, enjoying life again?
Oh, yeah, well, the obvious answer is that it's all positive, in terms of the reaction from Joe and the playing group of Joe back playing. We're just super, super happy for Joe that he's going to be, playing footy. He's healthy, and he's, hopefully over a long-term injury and doesn't go back that way. And as a playing group, yeah, everyone's, you know, super grateful for the work that Joe's put into his rehab and his body, and just really happy for him as a person that he's able to get out there and do what he loves, because, you know, it can be pretty difficult and challenging spending such a long time out of the game, and, you know, particularly if you're, you know, the type of player Joe is, you know, you can have such a big impact on the performance of a team. And we've certainly, you know, missed him, in the previous months.
Yeah, well, he's been a revelation. That performance against the Hawks was outrageous from Big Joe. We discussed about him not perhaps playing the last game, Dylan, just to give him a chance to freshen up and not try and break him when he gets back into it. But he must have been overcooked, so to speak, to get back out there if they backed him up 4 days later.
The strength and conditioning staff and the doctors are obviously going to be in the best position to know Joe's body and know what's best for him. And, you know, it's great. You know, to my knowledge, I think he's pulled up really well again after the Eagles game, and should be fine to go again against this Sunday. So, spent a lot of time doing a lot of work, and the club, you know, really took the slow approach with Joe to make sure that when he was back playing footy, it wasn't, you know, in for 1 week, out for 1 week. It was, yeah, he was back to play full time. So it's great.
And the haircut, you've taken the lacquer band out of the hair. What's brought that about?
For some reason, there's always meant to be a meaning behind any action I do, but just a haircut. No, nothing much more to it.
Just checking, mate. I'm just concerned about you.
Much better. It looks much better. Much better. Much better.
just hair.
It's just hair, and I wish I had some.
I don't like how people define me by my haircut. It's really disappointing. But
it's because it's so luscious, mate.
Kind of shallow, but okay.
It's so luscious. It's just beautiful. I love it. I love it. Good luck to you, young fella.
I'll maintain it well for you guys.
You do a bloody good job of that for me, mate. I appreciate that. The Cats on Sunday is going to be an absolute cracker. Good luck to you and the boys, mate. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.